Good morning. Happy Monday. Yeah, they do exist. 21 right now in a sunny sky. It is the morning show coming to you from the hut right here on Dakota Avenue. Wish it was a little warmer. Okay, that's just me, though. I'm looking forward to this, and I've been looking forward to it since I got the email last week. Richland County Public Health. It's Public Health Week going on this week, correct? Is that what's going on?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Introduce yourself. Who are we talking with today?
So my name is Alexis Hendrickson.
Alexis.
Yep.
Good to have you on the morning show. Welcome to it.
Thank you.
All right. No nerves, okay? I'm not going to tolerate any nerves in here. And you're going to ask me questions, so if anybody should be nervous, it's going to be me. What are we talking about today?
So specifically, we're talking about the Partnership for Success grant, which is one of the grants that we have at the health department, and that grant focuses on alcohol prevention.
Okay. Well, shoot, you got questions
all
for
right,
me, and
I
now
do.
These are true or false, right?
The first two are true or false, and then the next two I have A, B, and C.
Okay. I'm going to earn my keep today.
You are.
All right. Shoot.
All right. First question, true or false? Parents are the number one influence on their child's decision to drink alcohol.
I'd say that's true.
You are correct.
All right.
What you say and what you do has a bigger impact than friends, media, and even social pressure. One of the things at Richland County Health Department is we support parents through the PFS, the Partnership for Success grant.
Okay.
By sharing resources, we are hosting community educations, and then we promote programs like Parents Lead that help parents feel confident having these conversations.
Nice.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm one for one.
You are.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next question.
Let's keep it going.
True or false? Most high school students drink alcohol.
True.
That's false. Actually, in fact, 85% of high school students in our region choose not to drink.
Holy smokes. See, I'm going back to my days in high school. Missed the mark there, darn it.
One of the things that we do as well is we work with local schools to share this message
mm-hmm.
through a social norms campaign, which helps students understand that most of their peers are choosing to make healthy choices and empowers them to do the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry, kids, I threw you under the bus.
You did.
But hey, you must be doing a good job with this. So
yeah. All right. And then question three, this is where we get A, B, and C choices. At what age should you start talking to your kids about alcohol? A, high school, B, middle school, or C, as early as elementary school?
I'd say as early as elementary.
You are correct.
All right.
And that's why at Richland County Health, we focus on early prevention by providing education, resources. We can also provide age-appropriate messaging to families and schools.
Okay. So I'm 2-1.
You are.
All right.
You have one more question left.
Okay.
What's one of the most effective ways parents can prevent underage drinking? A, setting clear rules. B, having open, honest conversations. Or C, both.
Both.
You are correct.
All right. 2-2.
Yes.
All right. No, 3-1. Jeez, I'm a mess today.
Hey, you still passed with 75%.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad. That is some great information and some really encouraging statistics.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah, and one of the things is we would love for you to visit parentslead.org. They have so many resources for parents to just even start the conversations about alcohol prevention and everything like that.
And then give you a call to public health, too. And
yes,
just say,
always
hey,
call us.
Yeah, if you got questions,
yep.
These people have answers. Well, thank you for that,
yes.
Alexis. That was fun. Who's next in the question and answer
department? I'll go next.
Good morning. Who am I talking to?
I'm Casey Manikowski, and I work at Richland County Public Health.
Casey, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What are we talking about? What's our subject?
So we're going to talk about tobacco.
Okay.
So tobacco prevention. At Richland County, we offer cessation services, which is like nicotine replacement services. But I'm going to go through a few questions with you that are going to talk about some of the other things that we do.
Okay,
so,
shoot.
Also going to do true or false. So,
all right.
True or false, Richland County Health Department's tobacco program only focuses on adults who already use tobacco.
False.
You're right.
All
it's
right.
False. While we do offer the cessation services to help quit tobacco, a big part of our program is prevention, a lot like the alcohol prevention, especially with the youth. We go into schools and help educate students about the risk of tobacco and nicotine products, and that includes like vaping and help them build skills to avoid starting in the first place.
Your program over there is so wide. You know, that's why I said it was false, because I know it's
yes.
so it spans so much. Anyway, continue.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Question two. So true or false again, tobacco companies don't really focus on young people when marketing their products.
False.
Yeah, that's right. These are pretty easy. But tobacco companies, they aim to get people hooked by the age of 25 or before the age of 25, I should say, because if someone hasn't started by then, they're much less likely to ever start. That's why when we see like all the sweet flavors and like the trendy products that they come out with now, like cotton candy flavors and stuff like that, you know, that they're targeting those younger audiences, trying to get them hooked because they want new customers because their other ones have died off. Probably.
Right, right. Back in the Joe Camel days, yes.
Yes, and when we go into the schools and we talk to kids, we like to kind of help them understand that they are using tactics, you know, certain tactics to try to get them hooked when they're young.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. It's all in the marketing.
Yep. And then third question, I only have three questions, so this is the last one for you.
Okay.
There's not much parents or community members can do to prevent youth from using tobacco.
False.
Yeah, you're right on.
All right. Three for three with you. I like this.
Parents and community members, they play a huge role. Having conversations and setting positive examples are a big part of that. And staying informed about new products that come out so you know what you're looking for, what's out there, things like that. And then, of course, I will talk about our cessation a little bit because not only if we're not preventing it, at least we can help you quit.
Sure.
Tashana, you're going to hear from her next. Her and I, we both are we work with people to help them quit with free or low-cost nicotine replacement products. So you can always call Richland County to talk to one of us about that. And, yeah.
You got all the answers over
yeah,
there.
That, yeah.
So if people got questions, just give you a call over
yep.
here. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Shauna, step up. Last time I saw you, I think I was speaking French to you, wasn't I?
I think you were.
Yeah, I was. Okay. All right.
Good. So nice to see you again.
So nice to see you again. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what are we wrapping up with here?
So should I start out my name first and introduce myself?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I'm Tashana. I'm a nurse here at Richland County Public Health, and I have a variety of roles, but today we're going to talk about the State Opioid Response Grant, and the purpose of this grant is just to keep our community safe through education and prevention around the medication use and also the opioid safety. So today I have a few quick questions for you to think about, and I'm not nice. You're not going to get choices. You're just going to have to answer my questions, okay?
Ooh.
Are you ready?
We'll find out here.
Okay, perfect. So how should you safely store your medications at home?
See, that's tough. See, I live alone, so I just put them in a cupboard. But I know, with kids and other people around, I would imagine something that you can lock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, am I close?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
good,
yes.
Good.
I like where you're going. I like
okay.
it. Yes.
That's the best I can do, something
okay.
you can lock.
Well, A+ to you. Right away, starting off, perfect. So, you know, really, it's like medication should always be stored in a secure location, ideally locked, like
locked,
you said,
yes.
And then out of reach and sight of children and others. Why do we do this? Should I answer it?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. My brain's fried here. Too many jelly beans.
This helps prevent accidental ingestion, misuse, or even theft. Everyday prescriptions can be dangerous, and it takes it away from somebody taking it unintentionally.
Right.
So
if you're
out of mind, out of sight, yeah.
Yeah, and it's common sense.
Yes.
You know, it's just a common sense solution.
Right.
All right. What else you got?
Okay, next
Hit
question.
Hit me.
What should you do with your unused or expired medication?
Now that you need to seal up and you need to take it to a location. I know law enforcement used to handle that. I know you guys handle that, and I don't know who else.
So we are kind of partnered with law enforcement.
Okay.
So they have that container, and they're getting a newer container coming in May is when the new one. So it'd be really nice. But right now they have one connected to the wall when you walk into that law enforcement center where we're located at. So so I'll just start from the beginning, okay? So it's important just never to flush or throw the medication in the trash or flush it in the toilet. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm everywhere. Instead, Richland County has medication drop box that I kind of talked about in that lower level of the law enforcement center. And then also on April 25th, we're going to be hosting a medication take back day from 10 till noon at the law enforcement center. And right there is where we can take your medications, but the things that we can't take is like needles, inhalers, aerosol cans, lotion, or liquids.
Okay.
And then another option that we offer upstairs in our public health building, they're called Deterra bags. And with those Deterra bags, you put your medication in there with water and it deactivates the medication, so then you can throw them in the trash.
You can?
Yes. Okay. And we offer them free at the county, so come see us.
Can't beat the price.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You guys are great for doing that.
Yes. Yeah.
You got anything else?
Yes. Okay. So what medications does Narcan work for?
What medications does it work for? That's overdose, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So
like, now, is that a specific, like a heroin overdose? Or
can work for that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, here, I'll tell you a little bit more. So Narcan's also known as naloxone. It is a life-saving medication that can reverse, so bring you back, you know, from overdoses caused by opioids, such as prescription pain medication like oxycodone or hydrocodone, or like you said, fentanyl, heroin. Like, it can be used for those.
That covers a lot of bases. I wasn't aware of that, but that does. It covers a lot of ground.
Yes.
Okay.
And it does not work on non-opioid drugs such as alcohol, legal drugs, or illegal drugs such as cocaine or methamphetamine. But on the other medications, like you said, it covers a variety of medication.
Sure.
Know that here at the county, we do free Narcan training to anybody, any organization, any, you know, we're here to, of course, help again.
Sure.
And then also, if you just want Narcan, it's free at the county. So just come and see us. And then it's just so important because this medication, since it is free and it's easy to use, we encourage our community members to carry the Narcan because you never know when you might need to save a person's life.
Right.
And just know that if you ever gave it and it wasn't an overdose from those medications, it will never hurt them either. So, you know, just to be that good person and try to help people.
You guys are such a great resource over there. Seriously, you do so many good things for the community. And folks, if you're missing any of this conversation, I feel sorry for you because it's been fun. It will be available in podcast on our website. I'll have that up early this afternoon so you can go back and get all this information again. And again, if people have any questions, if people just want to walk in, they can come and see you at Public Health, correct?
And do you want my number?
Yeah,
in
go
case?
Ahead.
Okay, so if you want to just call us, if you have any questions, if you don't want to walk, because I know it's a little cold today, but it will get warmer, I promise you. Spring is somewhere around
somewhere,
here.
Somewhere out there.
But yeah. Our number is 701-642-7735, and we're so excited to hear from everybody or
all
whoever
right.
needs us.
Thank you so much for stopping in. This just totally made my day talking Public Health Week, and I'm gonna have more guests in from Richland Public Health tomorrow at 9:40, so be listening for that. It's 9:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced an updated loan interest rate for April, offering a key benchmark for producers making financing decisions ahead of the planting season. Operating loans are set at 4.7%.